there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Hello passengers, welcome to Alan Air. Today we have a VIP on board. He's a DJ, broadcaster, podcast host, and most importantly, an X Factor legend. I can't wait to go on holiday with him. Belt up, trace down, it's Ryland! This is the final boarding call for Ryland. Ryland, 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 Ryland,
Ryland!
Fun boarding call. Thank you. Welcome on board. It's Ryland. How you doing?
Oh, this what a beautiful plane you've got, Al.
Thank you, love.
Very lovely fuselage.
What? Why don't you get your own plane, Ryland Air?
Divorce, babes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, a little bit of turbulence there.
Oh, there is.
So what kind of a traveller are you? Why do you go abroad? Do you go to relax? Do you go to party? Do you go to recharge? What?
Do you know what? I am not the biggest abroad person for the last few years.
What the hell are you doing on this bloody podcast?
Just to get out of the house, babes, to be honest.
at least you're honest.
Them four walls ain't going to keep looking back. No, but you know what? When I do go away, it is nice to have a nice little relax. But
yeah.
I did used to live in Ibiza years ago. So
no.
If ever I go back to the island,
yeah.
Then you can go for a little relax, definitely.
Yeah.
However, you then see everyone. And you always have that one night, didn't you?
Oh, and you get together and everyone there. Now listen, with Ibiza, it brings out your best side or your bad side. What side does it bring out you?
The best of my bad.
I love that answer.
It's a truthful answer.
I'm thinking about times I've seen you. I've never really seen pap photos of you abroad.
No, absolutely not. If I slip away, I mean, I'm frightened I'll get burgled. So I don't put anything online. Do you know what I mean?
That bloody happens. People don't realise.
I don't sit there and go, oh, here I am on Bora Bora Beach with me tit out. No.
No, no.
Because I think, oh, that's my diary room chair being put in a fucking back of a car somewhere.
Obviously, the iconic video we've all seen is you abroad, is you when you're sobbing on X Factor at the judges' houses. Now, that was in Dubai.
A little bit of dupes, yeah.
Tell us about that. Are you actually... I'm not stupid. I weren't born yesterday. That is not Nicole Shirtlifter's house.
It's not Shirtlifter's house, no. We were at a beautiful hotel. It was actually brand new at the time.
So do they put you in a nice hotel?
I was in a royal residence. Yeah, it was absolutely beautiful. We really lucked out our year. We had, like, full shebang. That's when X Factor had a bit of money.
Because now it's like, we're off to Crewe.
Here we are.
And Louis Walsh living in Rill.
He did have Ireland at one point, didn't he? And you're like, oh, he's come down from Papua New Guinea.
Literally. But I will tell you a little thing that did piss me off slightly.
Okay.
Was when you do all the filming and you check in. I think Virgin was the sponsor that year for X Factor.
Yeah.
You check in at the first class lounge. And I remember we walked on the plane, turned left. And I was like, oh, exciting. A little bit of filming at the bar. And I'm like, oh, here we go. And then they're like, right, back of the plane. And once the filming stopped, we were in economy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, filming.
Oh, filming. My God.
Yeah. But to be fair, I was drunk on the plane. So I don't really remember any of it.
Now, what are you like when you get on the plane? I'm imagining, okay, glass of champagne. Then I think you move on to gin and tonics, then a panini. Am I right or am I right?
It depends what airline I'm on. Okay. So if I'm on the old BA, good luck to them all, and I'm flying in a nice class, then yeah, I do like a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Yeah, of course.
However, if we're on the old Rylan or we're on the old Easy, then I am head down, hood up, and I will have the ham and cheese toastie. And I will make sure that when I get on the plane, I order it straight away and say, can you save me ham and cheese toastie? Because by the time they get to you, sometimes they're all gone.
Yeah, and then they're just left with a vegan
option. And then I'm sitting there with a Nature Valley bar. I don't want that.
You're riling off the telly.
I'm famous. I don't care if Gillian and her six kids want a ham and cheese toastie.
Oh, I bet that hoodie comes back like a foreskin when you're giving a Nature mouth.
The teeth come out.
Honestly,
I'm like Samara from The Ring, crawling along. Crawling out of that well, straight up the aisle. Excuse me, get that microwave on, darling.
Hello, sir, do you want your panini warmed up? Okay, wait there, just put it in the micro.
Now, can we talk about your teeth? Because me and you, we're famous for our teeth.
We are famous for teeth.
Now, have you had them done?
Just had them redone, yeah.
Oh, let's have a look.
A lot smaller.
Very nice, yeah.
I know. I thought, you know, I've grown up.
I've joked about your teeth, but they weren't that bad. But
no, they weren't. But, I mean, they did come around the corner for me. But it's not... But, you know,
I was worried about kissing you just in case they lock together. You know, when dogs fuck.
Like having sex in a swimming pool.
That's it, yeah, the suction.
That's the one. It's like two pieces of Meccano. But yeah, no, do you know what? My teeth earned more money than I did the first couple of years, so I'm quite happy for that. But yeah, no, now I thought, no, I've grown up. Let's go shorter, let's go smaller.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Why not?
I feel like I've grown into myself.
Yeah, of course, of course. Now, listen, so where you grew up in Essex, yeah?
Yeah, well, I grew up in central London, where I originally come from, but then I moved to Essex when I was about, 13, 14.
So where did you go on holiday as a kid?
Oh, as a kid, it was always Torrevieja.
Torrevieja?
In Spain.
Oh, right,
yeah. Yeah, proper Spain. So my mum's mate, Marilyn, God rest her soul, had her own place in Torrevieja.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
So we used to always go out there. And
was it proper like Spanish or was it English? Was it like,
it was Spanglish.
Oh,
it was
like Del Boy playing here, only fools and
Gabby's bar up the road, singing ABBA. You know, I won the bottle of champagne one night singing Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
Wow.
Yeah, I was only 8.
Oh, how amazing.
Oh, little gay ginger boy, give him it. God bless Gabby's bar. But and then we had family in Lanzarote, so sometimes we went there.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? And tell us about holiday romances. What happened? Because you're looking buff at the minute.
Oh,
so tell me what's happened then. Look at your rippling in that shirt.
I'm having a little ripple. No, do you know what? I just thought, balls, let's have a nice little workout. I've had a gym in my ass the whole time. I went in there once for a Lucozade. I thought, might as well start using it. So, yeah.
Was you like Mariah Carey in that Cribs video?
Literally.
Do you remember that where she comes in and goes, oh, my God, I haven't been in this room before.
What is this? That was me. I was like, where did this room come from? I've been trying to gym it and trying to sort my life out, I think.
But you got pecs.
I got little pecs. I've got little...
You got a six-pack?
I have.
Have you got those two Vs, the cum gutters?
That is it. I was about to say cum gutters, but I thought, can I get away with that?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Mind you, I always used to have quite good ones of them, so I've got them back now.
How'd you get them? Because I'd like them.
Just
is it squats?
It's squats, but it's also the sit-ups do help with them as well.
Oh,
and I don't like the sit-ups, but I do it on a ball. So you feel like you're enjoying yourself. It's like a little trampoline.
Oh, I know. The big ball things.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have a little rock and ball. It's quite nice, actually.
I might get myself a ball because it's hard for me to do a sit-up.
Really? I saw you out a couple of balls.
Oh, you are.
I'm nice like that.
You are sweet.
Generous with the balls. Always have been.
I hope you're enjoying your flight with Alan Air this evening. We'll be arriving in Ibiza in approximately 25 minutes' time, so please don't get your balls out just yet.
Now, where does Rylan enjoy going on holiday? Where's a place that you keep going back to? And it don't have to be anything fancy. I think sometimes there's places in 100%. England, like, you know, I love the New Forest. When I need to just get away and I've
and
had
disappear.
Enough, I go down there.
Do you know what? I don't really holiday in England, and I'd like to, because I think I'd really like it. But again, because like I said, I used to live in Ibiza. Mm. I do like going back to the island because I know it so well. And there are so many nice places in Ibiza that no one really knows about.
Yeah.
So you can be, it's a little bit like how I look at London. I grew up in London. I loved it. I sort of grew up in Ibiza in the party bit and loved it.
Yeah.
But now I live just outside in Essex. I feel like I can dip in whenever I want into town.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's the same with Ibiza. There's a place that I go there that ain't really that English. A little bit more German, which is fine for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't mind a little German. And I can literally just have a little walk about. You might get the odd Doris go, hello, darling. Yeah, yeah. Sweetheart.
Yeah, yeah.
And just have a nice time with
Doris. Brucey was dead.
Oh, good day.
Oh, nice to see you. And I'll be there to see you. Nice. God rest his soul.
Bless
I know he's
him
looking
and
down.
Everyone who
oh,
knew
he's
him.
Amazing. Yeah.
But yeah, that's me.
Hola.
Hello. This call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
It's hard not to add a side of hot, crispy hash browns to your favorite McDonald's breakfast. It's even harder not to eat said hash browns before you get home. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving. To your local store, like now. Go!
So, because I went, you see, Ibiza's a really good example, because I went there 18, San Antonio.
Yeah, that's where I lived.
Yeah, oh my God. And yeah. I swear I am in the background of Ibiza Uncovered. Do you remember that? Where's people?
What, like Maz from Club Rex? Oh, I love you.
Oh, with the ginger hair and she was dancing.
Love
yeah.
it. Used to sack them all. Oh. Yeah.
And who was the man?
Joe Swash ended up on that before he was famous.
No way.
I re-watched Club Reps about 2 years ago on YouTube because I live for things like that.
Yeah.
And Joe Swash was on there and got kicked out of his hotel way before he was famous.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's my little claim to fame.
I love all that. And yeah. then, do you remember Alistair who used to do the parties, the old...
Alistair was my dad in Ibiza. Back then, when I was in the boy band, I had bleach blonde hair. And Alistair, everyone used to think Alistair was my dad.
Oh.
And I used to call him dad all year that I lived there.
Because he's a real character.
He is a character.
That.
Just walks around in like a Grecian outfit with a couple of dogs under his arm. What a legend. He's an Ibiza legend.
Oh, great. And then I did San Antonio. And then I think I've mentioned this before, but I went with my blind friend, Carolyn. And her mum said to me, please look after her. Now, Carolyn definitely knew. Why would you... What? I wouldn't even let me look after an animal, let alone a blind person. She was such a lot and such a party animal. And she was like, ooh, ooh, like that. And I said, listen, Carolyn, I've got to go to bed now. I am knackered. I'll leave you to it. Please be safe.
I will leave you to it.
I know. I'm not going to win a Pride of Britain award with
you
this
really
story.
Ain't.
So then I wake up. She's not in the bed.
Right.
2 p.m., 3 p.m., she's missing. I go down to the beach. Her white stick is poking in the sand. Oh, my God. I'm
Shut
like,
up.
How am I going to tell her mum she's dead? Oh,
she's
my God.
To see.
Then toot, toot, outside the villa. She's gone off with a bloody rugby team to space on the other side of the island. So I was like, yeah.
A stick was in the sand.
Honestly, a stick was like.
Oh, it's like the wizard from Where's Wally? Oh.
So happy ending, you see. So
did she have a nice night with the rugby team?
She had a very lovely night.
I bet
lucky
she did.
Cow.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Oh, whoa, I wish someone grabbed my white stick.
Fuck me.
And I don't even know what that means.
I do.
Where is somewhere you've been where you haven't enjoyed? And this is not one of these places where you get stitched up for clickbait. I always use this example. Amanda Holden went to Cyprus. First time she went there, mini cyclone.
Nice.
She went back there, went, sod it, I'm going to go there. And then she broke a leg.
Oh, yeah.
So she said, I have nothing against Cyprus.
But I'm never going back.
Going back there. So this is the kind of vibe. We're not slagging here anyone else.
I'll tell you what I did love, right? So 2-3 years ago, I went to Tel Aviv for Eurovision. Eurovision. The most beautiful city.
Fit men as well.
Oh, my God.
Like, well fit.
It was literally, I don't know how to say this without being sounding a little bit dirty, but I was walking around with a semi most of the time.
Good for you.
Thank you. But literally, it was door-to-door looks.
Yeah.
And I mean stunning.
I mean, yeah. I mean, absolutely four.
Bruh.
Honestly,
like, you know,
Dawn French, honestly, white stick
Dawn French,
like,
bit that was literally
all up the walls.
Yeah, there we go. Get them cum gutters out. can't wait to go back.
Well, your beach body ready
There we go. But obviously, I was married at the time, so it was never anything like that.
And if, you could have a look be on the diet and have a look at the menu.
Listen, I was looking around and going, God, everyone's just so beautiful here. I do not fit in. Anyway, beautiful. Had a lovely time. Came home. That was that. However, when we landed, so obviously we're with like the Eurovision delegation. Mm. So I'm like, wow, this is amazing. As we get off of the plane, me and my manager Nads, who is of the foreign persuasion, may I just add, we get off the plane, and all of a sudden the security guards meet us, and they're like, Mr. Clark Neil, which I was at the time, would you like to come with us? So me and Nads, we get into this car. Next to the plane, it takes us straight to security because, you know, they look after you because you're delegation. We walk through, Nad shows his passport and all of a sudden, no, you need to come with us. And I'm like, what? Now, Nad's heritage, bearing in mind he comes from London, grew up in is Iranian. AR.
Oh, I see.
So I'm like, okay, look, I get it. They're obviously going to talk to him, blah, blah, blah. First thing, they're like, what's your dad's name? And he's like, this is my dad's name, blah, blah, blah. Well, then they weren't going to let him in the country. Well, I started, didn't I? I'm going, excuse me. I'm not, but I was going, I'm a diplomat. I'm a diplomat for the United Kingdom. This is disgraceful. This is my manager. I'm a TV presenter.
I love the way your voice went quivery quite high there. I am a manager.
I was playing the diplomatic guy. The guide that was with us, like, you have a guide the whole time you're there. I had security, everything. And I'm like, one of you need to say something in Israeli. Yeah. Like, come and don't have a rat. And I'm just shouting out, I'm a diplomat. And they're like, where's your diplomatic passport? I was like, I'm a diplomat. I think we were there for about an hour and then they finally released him. And I mean, we laugh about it now, but at the time I thought he was going to get deported.
Yeah, that is horrible.
I would have let him go. But,
Tel Aviv, 12 points for fitties, but nil points for passport etiquette.
With Iranians.
With Iranians. That's not very nice. I've heard, though, they can be a bit... if you've got Cuba or something?
Yeah, if you've been to a certain country or something like that. I don't really know because, you know, I don't really go out and I'm a diplomat. So.
Yeah, you are a diplomat. I noticed the fleet of cars pulling up on my driveway.
Special parking.
Hello, sir. Passport control. Can I just have a look at your passport, please? Thank you. Diplomat? You, pal. We're for Middle Earth. Narnia.
Get out of here. Have you ever got off with a waiter or... I mean, have you always been gay or was you like...
I've always liked the willy,
No, because sometimes, you know, I was straight until 12 and I got hit on the head with a rolled-up copy of Heat.
Right. Vicky B on the front. Yeah. Obviously.
No, I've always been gay.
But no, I did have a slight holiday romance, again in Ibiza when I was in the band.
Yeah.
So I sort of got with, weirdly enough... The guy that run the strip club in the West End.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. So I was in a band. The rest of the boys were straight. And so I got with this guy. There is quite a funny story because I met him on a night out quite early on. Mm. And I'd saved him in my phone as Marco Sin. Mm. So the next morning where I was so drunk, we were in a Westlife and Take That tribute band. And where we lived, all the other acts lived. So above us was Cool and the Gang. To the right was ABBA. To the right of them was Robbie Williams. And above them was Girls Aloud. So we're all sitting there the day after. I'm like, met this bloke last night. I'm going to ring him. rung him and it was like, the number you have dialed has not been recognised. And I'm like, oh. And I thought, maybe I'm drunk. Like, I must have put his number in wrong. So then we're all on Facebook. Type in Marco Sin. Nothing. Then I've got calling the gang, girls allowed, Robbie Williams, all researching Italian surnames beginning with Sin. Yeah. And we're trying to find this back. I'm ringing it. And it's like, this number that's not recognised. And I thought, I could potentially have lost the love of my life here. Like, fuming, right? So we've got all of these musical acts trying to find this bloke. 7 o'clock at night, my Spanish phone rings, comes up Marco Sin. I'm like, what? Answer it. And he goes, hello. And I'm like, oh, play it cool, Rodney, play it cool. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, you're right, mate, how are you? And he's like, yeah, I'm good. Sorry, mate. My phone's only just been turned on. I didn't have the SIM card in properly. I've switched from my English number. Blah, blah, blah. And I went, oh, that's all right, no worries, mate. I said, yeah, no, I've not been on my phone today. And he went, oh, because I've just had 56 missed calls come over here.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, no, it must be the Spanish translation of the SIM or something like that. But anyway, we did actually end up getting together. We stayed together for the season and then we knew it was just that. But yeah, he was a lovely guy and I wish him all the best. And yeah, so whenever he had to go home for a weekend, I remember he had to audition new girls for the strip club and he was like, do you mind doing it? And I was like, yeah, well, the boys, you can imagine, were like, we'll come and help you.
Yeah.
And they're all sitting there going, yeah, she's good. And I'm like, sorry, love, your tips are lopsided.
Yeah.
So not today, but thank you for trying out. It's a no from me.
Oh, snatch factor.
Yeah.
Do you ever go on holiday with a celebrity? Because we've had some real good ones on here. Judge Rinder, Susanna Reid, IB for clubbing. Can you see that?
I loved it.
Oh, I bet that was amazing. Who else? Well, we've had quite a few.
I bet he was wearing a vest.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's the one who got me into Barry's boot camp, even though
Stop
it doesn't even look like I've been to Barry's.
Yes, you do.
Oh, you are sweet. I suppose I am beach.
You look like the boat.
The boat? Just work that out. Fuck you! Fuck you. I thought it was like someone like The Rock. I was like, oh, maybe he's a wrestler that's really fit and he's called The Boot. You little shit.
I'm joking.
Just because you're all fit now.
I'm not fit. I'm flabby now. I've had Christmas.
Okay, yeah. So have you ever been on holiday? Your friends were Claire from Steps. Have
friends
you ever gone on holiday with her?
We haven't gone on holiday, no.
Why not?
Do you know what? Because I think where I've just been so boring for the last 8 years.
Yeah. And two of those years have been COVID, so let's not start getting two.
You're not allowed to leave. Else. But do you know what? That is my new little, I'm not going to say resolution, but my new little mantra. It's like, do you know what? Go away with your mates. Yeah. Enjoy yourself. Spend a bit more time doing things like that. But no, I haven't been on holiday with anyone. Although I did do my radio show live from Ibiza again. It's always funny. I always end up in Ibiza. And we flew out like Sophie Ellis-Bextor and stuff like that. Yeah. And Sophie and her husband are like the two nicest people you could ever be around.
Yeah, and they're so
They
lovely.
Are just the most decent pair. And we had a few drinks and it was lovely. But yeah.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track. We care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars, because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch. Whether you're making a delicious family meal or a post-workout snack, choose the farm-fresh taste of Eggland's Best Eggs. Only Eggland's Best hens are fed their proprietary all-vegetarian feed. That's what makes their eggs more nutritious. With 10 times more vitamin E, 25% less saturated fat, and 6 times more vitamin D compared to ordinary eggs. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com to learn more.
So tell us about your podcast.
So Reunion is basically, it was sort of born in lockdown and it was all like a bit of a joke at first. Yes. And I sort of reunited my series of X Factor and we sort of filmed it and put it together. And it was just quite fun. It was something to do in lockdown. I was bored shitless. Then we did it again with Big Brother. And then I worked with Sky Bingo a lot doing stuff for them. And they were like, why don't you do this for real? Like as a real podcast. And I was like, oh, I don't know. You know,
was you a bit like me? Because you think, oh, another celebrity doing a podcast.
Yeah, because I thought, like, you know, yeah, opening up an envelope, oh, don't want to do it.
Actually, we love chatting. I love chatting. And I realised during lockdown, I love talking. I weren't talking to anyone. So maybe it was kind of the same thing.
Well, this is what I think happened. And then we've ended up doing it. And it's just been amazing. So the whole concept is I have a guest. For example, I had Mara Wilson from Matilda, right? Chat away to her. How are you? Let's talk about your career. But then it's called Reunion because we reunite them with people from their past. So I then brought on Pam Ferris.
Oh.
My life. And she, bearing in mind, we can see each other because you do it all on Zoom when you record it. I'm sitting there and I'm looking at Pam Ferris going, oh, Mara, you look amazing. She's like, oh, Pammy, it's so nice to see you. And it's like, you know, it's really nice for someone who's, you know, seen the film and grown up with it and stuff like that. But I'm looking, I'm like, Pam, what's that on your wall behind me? She only had Miss Trunchbull's whip on the wall behind her. And I was like, are you joking? I thought, if I can get her a dress, that'd be worth a bit of money.
Yeah.
And there was an open window right next to it.
Oh, my God.
And I've got long arms. So, yeah, we just reunite people.
It's
from
a great idea,
it's just
isn't
really
it?
Fun. And do you know what? I find people, and you probably find this as well, with a podcast, it's so different to telly. People are really fucking honest.
I know.
They forget.
I know. I've been in trouble. I mean, clickbait city. I mean, some of the things people have said on here, and I'm like, oh,
they just
sorry
forget.
Now.
I know, it's really, really strange. I just find people really open up when
I mean,
there ain't a camera
midday,
in their face.
We're having tea, but I mean, we've done some late night ones where that rosé's been popped over.
Is it Mandy Alden?
God. Yeah, she's told me her pin, inside leg measurement, mother's maiden name. I'm pretending to be her online. No. But, you know,
swipe right.
But there is something about it. I mean, and we've both done chat shows and stuff, but I find this more liberating than, I mean, it's, I love chatting, man, blah, blah, blah. But this, I feel, you actually get to know, because I feel with chat shows, they wanted the gossip and they
but
wanted.
It's glossy.
Yeah.
It's quite glossy as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
When, especially telly's glossy.
Yeah.
And it's all very much like a load of people involved. And
as
much as you like, when I've been on your show or people have been on mine, as much as it's us two having a chat.
Yeah.
At the same time, there is like 100 other people there and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Whereas this, it does feel quite intimate.
Yeah.
And I think people genuinely forget, especially when you ain't got a camera shoved in your face.
I know. And then it's just, I mean, my favourite one of all these is like Tom Jones. He talked about, you know.
Yeah.
I know. And he was like, this story about him in Acapulco where he was swimming out. And he said, he was on the beach and he took all his stuff or put it in a man bag and swam out, didn't he? And then he got so far out with the tide, he looked back and he was like miles out.
No.
And he said, I'm going to die. And he said, this voice, he said it was God, said, you better start swimming back. And he said, you'll be fine. And he said, God saved him like that. I was more shocked he had a man bag. But... But where do you wouldn't hear that story on Chatty Man or anything. But I love it.
Do we need to take a moment for this or?
Listen, you listen to that Tom Joe. I've never heard him like it. We just sat around here having a cuppa. I love him anyway. I think he's a legend. But so open, so lovely. And just stuff you don't get.
What a story.
I know. Telling little old me.
Oh, good God. Getting on. Well, it doesn't surprise me that Tom Jones has got a direct line to God, to
I
be
know.
Honest.
I said, you sure it weren't like a lifeguard with one of those?
Tom, come back.
Megaphone. Yeah. You've gone too far, love.
You've gone past the boy. You're out of the boy.
So do you holiday with your mum? Is that true?
I did take my mum away not long ago, a couple of years back. I'd say about 3 or 4 years ago. And I took her with my ex-partner and my ex-mother-in-law to, where did we go? Tenerife.
Oh, that's
we
nice.
Went, and my ex-mother-in-law. And we had a lovely time, actually. She's a bit of a laugh. Like, when, like, mummy don't really drink, but give her a couple of Bacardis. Oh, fuck me.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Two De Serrano. She's like the Hulk. Is there anywhere on your bucket list? Now, I'm getting the impression that you don't really like travelling. So, I mean,
I don't mind travelling.
Will you go to the Maldives? Is the Maldives and Mauritius on
your list? I've been Maldives. Yeah. I went Maldives for my honeymoon, and I've got to say, fucking hell, dig it out. No, but I've got to say, it was the nicest place. Where's that shovel? Hold up. Let me No, I've got to say, in all fairness, the Maldives was the most. Have you been to the Maldives?
I've been to one. Oh, this sounds so extravagant. I've been to one beginning with them. I can't remember if it's Mauritius.
Mauritius.
Yeah, I went to an island in the middle between them. Mauritius.
Yeah, the Mauritius.
Very exclusive.
But I've got to say, when I've obviously seen photos of it, and the photos look beautiful. But until you go somewhere like that, and I was very lucky to get to go there.
Yeah.
Oh, my good God. Like, the photos look like Dagenham compared to what it's like in real life. And that's no shade to Dagenham. I lived there for a year.
Yeah.
But it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And do you know what? But to me, somewhere like that is like a special treat. And like, if it's your honeymoon or an anniversary
or
something like that. Because it's such a fucking long flight.
Oh, I know. You don't have like a weekend break in the Maldives unless you're absolutely loaded.
I'm happy with a bit of Spain.
Bit of Spain? Yeah, that's nice. It's your happy place.
Yeah, a bit of Spain. I mean, Canaries, 4 hours, I'll deal with it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't mind going to Iceland, and I don't mean the supermarket. No.
Now, you mentioned Iceland. We had Damon Albarn on here. Mm. Now, he's built a house there, and you know you have to ask the fairies.
I'm sorry?
You have to ask the fairies if you want to build a house. They have a very folkloric tradition, and it's that you have to. He wanted to build a house. He had to speak to the fairies, and you go off and you speak to the fairies.
I think I've heard about this. Don't you go to like this, like rock or something?
That's it.
And there's a little door.
Oh no,
there's
that's
like a little.
Oh no, you've fallen asleep watching The Hobbit.
Oh right, that was it. No, but I'm sure. Yeah, I think I've heard about something like.
Yeah,
this.
He built a house there.
Really?
He invited me along to it, but I never know with where. As he said, because I said I will turn up. I've got no, you know.
Should we go?
To Damon Albarn's house.
Would he let me go?
So you asked for a couple of fairies.
Yeah,
hello, darling.
Sure, you asked their permission. Cool, you're going to be like that then.
Oh, look, all these geezers. Cheeky.
No.
So maybe Iceland, that's...
I'd love to go to Iceland. I really want to see the Northern Light.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that. That's something I'd really, really love to see.
I went up to Tromso to
Who's
see
that.
That?
Who's she?
She's a drag queen friend upstairs. No, I went to Norway in the
lovely.
Arctic Circle. And then...
Was it lovely?
Well, I went... They drove me all the way up there to see these Northern Lights. Everyone's in this car park. I've taken photos, never saw
like
them.
Dogging.
Yeah, it looked like we were dogging. Just stand there next to a Cortina with me Mac on.
Flashing your headlights.
I know. So how about these lights? They're the only lights I saw.
Only lights I saw was that bloke's exit.
That Cortina. So,
I bet dogging in Norway is lovely.
I bet it is. They're so friendly up there. I bet they're really nice.
Bring a coat.
It's me and muffs. And then do you complain? Do you complain, Ryan?
I am not a complainer.
You never
No, I get embarrassed at complaining. So if I'm the sort that like went to a restaurant and it was just shit or went somewhere, I'm the sort that's like, do you know what, just pay it and we'll just go. Or
a bit like me.
I just get embarrassed. But I think that's because of my job. Because I'm so worried that if I was like, mate, this meal's disgusting, they'd be like, that Ryland was an arsehole.
And that will go round town
and
before
then the next thing
up.
You know, it's in the sun and I've hit a waiter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. So, you can't complain. You have to just take
it. I just literally go with the flow. But no, I can't complain. And I get embarrassed when I'm with someone and they moan. Like, if I'd spent a lot of money on a villa or something, and it was running alive with cockroaches, then I'd be like, bullshit, I'm not staying here.
Yeah.
Find me somewhere else or whatever. That's different.
Yeah.
But if it's a meal in a restaurant or something, and it's just not great, or, I mean, if the chicken's pink, fine. Like, sorry, mate, I can't eat this.
Yeah.
But I'm not a complainer. I can't do it.
I see.
I get embarrassed.
Yeah.
I'd rather just pay it and go, oh, fuck it, we'll get McDonald's.
Then
on
you
the
don't
way
go
home.
Back there, do you? That's it. No.
I ain't got a moan, you know?
I've got friends, I won't say who they are, but they always send the food back.
Yeah, I've been around people.
Under
that.
The table. I'm like, no.
Jesus
no. And
Christ.
You know, this story's going to be Alan Carr came in, he thought he was Mariah Carey. Yeah. And I'm sitting there, like, eating this shit.
Well,
I don't want to complain.
That is the thing. It's our job.
I
because
know.
We always have it in the back of our mind that someone's going to go, arsehole. Yeah. Or something like that. And it could be something proper valid.
Yeah, look but at Alan, as if he's ever turned down a lunch. Yeah. You know what I mean?
God, but that's not the first time he sent back his sausage. Do you know what I mean?
I think Bobby Norris worked in the restaurant. Tell us your most extravagant hotel or experience. I'm talking... Do you know wow. What? When was the last time you were blown away and what was it by?
Oh, God, it's been a long time since I've been blown away.
podcast.
No, it's not. I tell you what, and I will probably go... I've been lucky to go to some amazing places, but I'm going to go back to when I had nothing.
Yep.
I was a little young dreamer, and when I went to judges' houses and went to Dubai...
What's the hotel called?
It was the Jumeirah Zabil Saray. And it was... In my life, I'd never been anywhere like that.
No.
And I'll never forget that the night after we'd performed that night. So weirdly, we were split into two groups of three because there were six of us there. God bless Caroline Flack. She was with us as well. And, you know, she was a good friend of all of us. And she was with us and we were all in the pool that night. Just all of us, all the producers just thinking, because I think it was the last Judges Houses shoot. And we all just had a laugh. But it was just unreal because you would say to like, there was butlers and everything. And you'd say, can I get like a vodka and Coke, please? Yeah. And they'd be like, of course, sir. And they'd bring you a bottle of Absolut and a bottle of Coke every time you asked for a vodka and Coke.
Oh, my God.
And I even said, like, no, like, just a normal one. They're like, yeah. No, this is how we do it here. And I'll never forget, they in the bathrooms, they had Hermes, like, toiletries.
Yeah.
And on the last day, I was like, and they had actual like aftershaves and perfumes. Yeah. I went, oh my God, that's gorgeous. And on the last day, they brought me a massive box of them that I slid in me case. Yeah.
I thought you'd be like supermarket sweep yourself around there, scooping it all in.
No, I'm nice boy. But that was very impressive.
Did you find like, you know, because obviously that's not Nicole's real house. Did she play along with it? Was she opening like the airing cupboard door thinking it was the downstairs toilet and... Do you know what?
I just think by that point, people were like, none of us live here. Yeah. And it was just like, yes, this is my mansion.
I know.
This 400-bedroom, six-star hotel.
Even the people on Twitter gave up the ghost of going, oh, yeah, Cheryl lives there, yeah, my ass. I mean, even Twitter was like, yeah, okay, yeah, we get it now.
I would love it if it went to the real judges' houses. Like, I would absolutely love it. Literally.
We will shortly be arriving in Ibiza. Please make sure you check under your seats and in the pockets in front. And don't forget your glow sticks. I say glow sticks, not white sticks.
Now listen, we're about to make our descent, so I'm just going to ask you some quick fire questions, okay? Mojito or mint tea?
Mint tea.
Nudist or not on your Nelly?
Not on my Nelly.
Really? You've never skinny dipped?
Oh, yeah, no, I have. Actually, I've got a body now. Yeah, get it out.
Well, not, it's not a future question. Have you ever...
Oh, going back? Oh, it's have you ever? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you can do it in the future.
No, no, let's
come
go back.
Come back and then come on next week and tell us how it went. Country retreat or penthouse suite? I know, and it with these teeth. I might get mine reduced. Country retreat or penthouse suite?
Country retreat.
Karaoke or the Okie Kokie?
Oh, karaoke.
Bathroom steal or buy for real? Well, we know you.
Oh,
would
you know what?
No, would you? Would you?
No, I'd rob it.
You'd rob it, yeah. Yes. Okay, good.
Take the boy out of Stepney. Yeah. But...
Tip 'em or fuck 'em? If you've had good... No, listen, hear me out. Let me finish.
I can't breathe.
No. If you have good service all week at a hotel, right. Are you kind? Do you slip them some euros? Thank you very much. Or you go, ha ha, never see you again.
Always tip them.
You've always got
always
to tip
them. Oh. Absolutely. And then fuck them.
Oh, look, we've landed.
There
okay.
We are. Doors to manual.
Thank you, Ryland.
Love you, Alan.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Oh, thanks, Ryland. Don't forget to check out his brilliant podcast, Ryunion, or his show on Radio 2 every Saturday afternoon. Thanks for flying again with us, listeners. Why don't you come on holiday again with me next week with my dear friend, interior designer, Kelly Hoppen. And remember, guys, life's a beat. Yeah.